performance wise? Is there pressure? Like I said, given there's like three healthy receivers right now.
Well, I mean, it's next man up. The play doesn't care who makes it, so you got to prepare to make the plays.
For you guys personally against the Redskins, how much pride do you have in that home field advantage and winning at home again?
It's just a great opportunity. You got another game, you know, and it's versus a good opponent, and it's just a great opportunity to be playing at home.
Would you use the must-win word?
I mean, every day is a must-prepare and a must, you know, focus and all those things that, you know, contribute to the end process being a win. I mean, the end result being a win. But all the things in the process is a must.
How much better is it for all the other receivers when Jordan's back there? How does it affect coverages when his presence is out there? How much does it open things up for everybody else?
I mean, Jordan's a great receiver. You know, he definitely does his part, so people, you know, scheme for him. And as an outside receiver or a receiver playing alongside him, you just got to do your job. And that, regardless of who you're out there with, do your job and you just focus on the opportunity that comes your way.
How noticeable is it when he's not out there in terms of what coverage do you see?
I have to, you know, continue to watch film and stuff like that. I have a lot of respect for Jordan and his talent. For me as an outside receiver, I kind of just focus on the coverages I see. And, you know, what's in front of me. And, you know, when he's out there, obviously we see different things. Different people do different things. But at the end of the day, what's in front of me is what I have to plan to defeat.